You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.com nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour of the hottest show on the radio. You're listening to Orlando, Florida, and we're all over the country. If you are out there, wherever you are, give a call in. That's right, 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with some very fine people. I'd like to know who they are. I'm waiting to find out myself who they are. To the right is, I think, is my wife, co-host Lynn Golder. Are you there? I don't think she's here. She left the scene. To the left of me, I think my other co-host. Are you still here, Gary Sinclair?
No, I went with Lynn.
Oh, you went with Lynn? Okay.
Lynn,
I think I heard the door opening up. Are you back, Lynn?
Yeah, I was waiting to see if our guest caller
was okay.
On.
And to my other left, I think Steve Barris.
I am still here.
You're still here?
I'm like those in-laws you don't like.
Are you having fun, Steve?
Absolutely.
Chris Shaw, are you still here?
He's on the phone, actually.
And yes, what about, I was just going to ask you about Charlotte, if you're still here.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so all the players are still here. They didn't leave.
Steve is and calling our guest.
Okay.
Caller.
So if you're still here, folks, my listener, you can call in and get a t-shirt if you want to, 407-894-1680. Did you call in?
Not yet.
All right. Well, you have to call in to get one.
Well, the good news is if you live here in Florida, you can still wear T-shirts. I'm not sure about the listeners that are up near St. Louis and all of that.
Temperatures are supposed to drop a little bit this week. Yay, finally. She's not there? Oh, how do you like that? Okay.
She might have forgotten.
I don't know. You never know.
While we're waiting, you know what?
What?
Let's go to trivia.
Okay, I guess.
Let's go to trivia. Trivia time. No, that's not trivia. That's not trivia. But I feel good. That's James Brown.
I feel good.
Okay. So who's in a trivia right now? That was James Brown. I feel good. I love that song. I feel good. First song coming up. Okay, we're going to have two songs back to back. Trivia time.
Well, we may
trivia
have
time.
One if
trivia
our guest
time.
Caller,
407-894-1680. Here we go. Trivia time. Trivia time. Okay, that's the first trivia song.
It's a big song.
407-894-1680. Let's go to the second trivia song. Here we go.
What is this?
It's disco era.
Sign up for the big band, or sit in the grandstand. When
Where Harry sails
us. That sounds like my Navy song.
Okay, we got two trivia songs out there. Okay, so you can guess one or both. Guess one, you get a $10 gift card. If you get both, you get a $25 gift card from Olive Garden. All right, $10 gift card coming up from somewhere, or a $25 gift card if you get both. Okay, so let's see. Anybody going to win? 407-894-1680. You can get one or both of the songs. Let's see who can win. $10 if you guess one, get both. $25 gift card from Olive Garden.
Here's a trivia question while we wait. What does Navy stand for?
That's a good one, Steve. That's a good one.
Wow, that's What's an interesting
Navy
question.
So, yeah. What does Navy stand for?
All sailors know this one.
I don't
all
know
Navy
it.
People.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Get out of here. Is that what
for real?
No, absolutely not.
No.
How about what does Marine stand for?
I forgot. Know.
Muscles are required, intelligence not essential.
Oh, or something
oh,
like
funny.
That.
Well, my son's a Marine, so he
so
always
is ours.
So he always reminds me, what does Army stand for?
That's funny.
Ain't ready to be a Marine yet. Love you out there, Griffin. That's my 20-year-old Marine Corps corporal out there. Yeah. Had to pick on you, though, because it is the Marine Corps, and you did cross over to the dark side.
You know what my son did in the war? He was in Desert Storm, but you know what he did? He was a motorman. You know the mortar?
Oh, mortar,
you
man.
You said motor.
Mortar.
Did he not say motor?
He said motor.
All right. I'm sorry, wrong. That's
oh
why I speak.
Gosh.
He was a mortar man.
Gotcha. Let's take him out of the room, Gary.
Mortar yeah. man.
And the guy mortar used to
put... And now he's having
yeah,
a problem
now
with
his hearing.
Now he's having a problem with his hearing.
Yeah.
Because of the mortars.
Yep. That right. definitely work on your ears.
All right. Anybody out there calling in yet?
Chris is on the phone, but I don't think it's for trivia.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Nobody
so
got that. Was
so
easy.
You still have to play the Navy, the Marines, and the Sea
yeah,
Song.
Yeah, we, yes.
You should have played.
You thought I said motor?
Yes.
M-O-T-O-R?
It wasn't just me, Michael.
Okay, I guess I'm wrong, folks. That's my mind. What can I tell you? I meant to say motor.
Senior moment.
M-O-T.
Because Steve,
A-R,
is, Steve has been in the service, and I asked him during commercials, it's going to be new to him. He didn't know the Seabees had their own song.
I did not.
The Seabees are the only one up there in the service has their own song, a small unit.
All right. I got a hot line over here. All four lines are lit, but I definitely need to take this very first caller that we got. It's been a long time.
Good.
Since I heard this young lady's voice all the way from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Oh! And she's
I
a
bet
veteran.
You I know the name.
I know.
It must be Betty. Let's see if it's Betty. Betty, you there?
Hello, Michael.
Hey, babe. It's Betty.
And Gary.
Hey, Betty.
It's good to see you.
Good to hear from you.
Hear you. And you know what's wonderful? To hear the wonderful tributes to the veterans, because my husband and I were in the World War II. My son was in the Coast Guard. My two son-in-laws were in the Navy, and I was in the Navy. And it's just wonderful to hear all this musical, tributes to the various military.
It's a Veterans Day. This is their day today.
Well, what's really wonderful is hearing your voice.
Absolutely.
How well
and you
sound.
Sound absolutely terrific. You sound like a prime of health right now.
Well, it's just a wonderful day, and I think it's great that people will give these, kudos and thank yous to the vets, because they went through a lot, and we don't even know what all they did go through, really.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Well, thank you and your entire family, because it's not just those of us who serve in uniform, but a lot of it is our family members as well, because they not only support us, but they also keep the home fires burning and things running back at home, which allows us
my,
to
my
focus on
our mission. My privilege and my honor and my privilege.
Well, thank and you. Ma'am. Give our best
thank
to Paul,
you so much.
Your
right.
son.
Okay, we'll talk later.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
well, thank you, Betty.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
Thank you for calling in, Betty.
That's so nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've had her.
Did she ever get a bracelet?
I'm sure I must have sent her one, but I can always send her.
Anybody else on the line?
Yeah. I got a phone line loaded over here.
Oh, boy.
We're going right here to right around the corner, right up the street, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Here's KJ from Orlando.
KJ.
Oh, she's not a veteran.
Hey, KJ.
Hi,
how
Kelly.
You doing, KJ?
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Hey,
Gary
Kelly.
And
Kelly,
Steve.
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Oh, that's Steve.
You remember that one, right?
There is actually a YouTube video. If you Google Steve, it's cute.
Okay.
Anyways.
What's up?
So I know the trivia answer to the second one.
All right. So give the second one.
Yeah, yeah, well.
So it's in the Navy by the Village People.
There you go.
Ah, you got it.
So she just won herself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Disco.
You guys have my address.
We know where you live.
That's funny.
Did you also want a T-shirt?
A T-shirt. Awesome.
Give me a T-shirt.
Haven't you been listening to Michael Kelly? He's been talking about the T-shirt. Yeah. Okay.
Right, well, you send Charlotte. Give your size, to women's or men's, and give it to Charlotte, mm-hmm. your size.
Awesome. I will do that.
Okie dokie.
We're ordering them special, so if you give your size, I'm sure we get a special one. The size.
All right.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kelly. All right.
Who else? Who else?
All right. Hold on, KJ. All right. Don't hang up.
Don't
okay.
Hang
up. All right. I'm told her not to hang up, and I think I hung up. Uh-oh.
Well, she'll
call KJ,
back.
Are you there?
Yep.
All right. Hold on. All right, let's stay right here over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. In the backyard is our good friend, Sherry Brun.
Sherry Brun.
Hello.
There you go,
Sherry.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for their service.
Thank you.
How is everyone?
Good. How are you doing?
How are you, Sherry?
Did you call in for trivia?
Good. Yeah, I did, but KJ guessed the second one, but I knew both of them.
KJ.
So I don't know how we're
Well, get the first one then. Because
the first one's a little obscure, so if she gets that one.
The first one's by the Sherelle.
100% right.
Yay, Sherry.
You go, girl.
Soldier boy. I remember when I was a very little kid. I remember that song.
There you go, Soldier Boy. She just won herself. Sherry just won a $10
gift
card.
And then the other one was in the Navy, of course, but KJ said that.
Right.
So.
Well, that you won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Hey, I know likes that.
Cool.
She likes that. All right.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
in. Oh, did you want a T-shirt? Did you want a T-shirt?
Wait, don't hang up, Sherry. Don't hang up.
Oh, yeah, I love T-shirts.
Okay, well, t-shirts give your size good. And whatever you are, give it to Charlotte, and we'll send you a T-shirt. T-shirts are not going to go out probably to the first week of December because we have to get them made. Everybody who's getting one.
Is the first 50, Michael?
Yeah, first 50.
First 50 people.
But we want your sizes because I'm going to order exactly your size. It's going to be custom made, basically. Yeah, it's custom order.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel fortunate. I feel honored.
Okay, no problem.
We love to give
Keep on listening. It pays to listen to the show. Hope you like it.
Looking forward to the next time you come here.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Give Charlotte your size. Okie dokie.
All right.
What's next, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Who's on the line?
Okay. I had a young man by the name of Jack on the phone.
Jack?
I'm going to ask him a question. Jack I'm going to give him a trivia.
He was from St. Louis, Missouri.
I was going to give him a trivia question.
Yeah, but he hung up. So we're going to go over to Miss Rose. Miss Rose called back. And she wanted to get in with the trivia again. She didn't do trivia. It's been a while since she did trivia, but she won a T-shirt. Miss Rose, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So Mike got a trivia for you. Ready?
Oh, my goodness.
You can do it. I believe the children are our future.
But I knew that first one.
You know that first one?
Yeah, the Village People. Okay. And then I knew Soldier Boy.
You knew Soldier Boy? Well. Okay. Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I'm gonna play you one right now. 1 second. I gotta go off the air for 1 second. You two talk, but you don't go away now. I gotta tell Chris I wanna play a song and see if you can get it while we're on the air. Real fast. You two guys talk.
Let's talk a little bit more about Veterans Day. I see you went to the Hadley School for the Blind also. Not that that's Veterans Day, but I was reading your bio, Steve.
I did. I was one of their Hadley ambassadors.
Oh.
So their former president and CEO, Charles Young, who now works for the Chicago Cubs, is a good friend of mine and also an Army veteran. So we kind of met along the way after
Hadley
I lost
School for the
How do you go from Hadley School to the Blind to the Chicago Cubs? Well, I know Hadley's in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he retired, and now he's the disabilities manager for the Chicago Cubs.
No kidding.
That's okay,
neat.
I got my song. Okay, Rose, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play a song right now and see if you can get this one. This is special for you. See if you can get it.
Jackie Wilson.
You're 100% right. Oh, I knew you'd get it. I knew it, girl. I knew it. I know you know your music. I knew it. Jackie Wilson. You're 100% right.
Hey, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
That was in my day.
There you go.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Best barbecue around.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. That's right.
So your day is the same as Michael's day.
That's right.
Okay, thanks.
You're quite welcome. Give your name and address. We'll send you out a Sonny's Barbecue. Best barbecue around.
All right.
Can't just say Florida. Florida and Georgia, they got some great places. Sonny's Barbecue. That's right. You want some? Hey, Gary.
Yo.
Don't you love your Sonny's Barbecue?
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love Sonny's Barbecue.
I get the pulled chicken.
Oh. I get the ribs.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I get pulled chicken.
So you were saying, Steve?
He's got a special going on with the ribs this month, too. Yeah. They do.
Well, one of the things I didn't bring up is I'm also, after losing my sight and going through my own rehabilitation and all of that, I went back to school myself.
Yeah.
And I'm also a certified vision rehabilitation therapist. And
are you?
I had worked through for the VA. And I actually worked for the Lighthouse here in Central Florida as the Adult Rehabilitation Service Manager for a while before I joined Regions Bank. So,
we're going to break.
Both sides.
You're busy.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Day two for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. That's right. We're back. We're live from Orlando, Florida. This is you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Okay, we are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have some callers on the line right now. Oh, by the way, if you're turning in, and this is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and you want to know what we're about, we say we're the bridge. That's right, the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks out there in the United States of America and Canada, those folks who are listening.
We have one more, Michael.
What?
That we haven't mentioned. For those new people out there listening, we are. Why? This show is so good and so different than anything else out there. We're fun. We're educational. We're entertaining. And now we do employment.
That's right. He's right.
We
folks.
Offer
He's
employment
right.
opportunities. We offer That's
employment
right.
opportunities.
As a matter of fact, Richard Oliver will be calling in from Industries of the Blind at 8:40, so we'll be talking about employment.
So right now we have some calls on the line. Right now we'd like to take them. First we'll take Debbie from St. Petersburg. Debbie, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Michael and Lynn and Steve and Gary.
Hello.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Debbie.
Calling
in. I knew the answer to both trivia questions earlier, but I won last week,
right.
So I couldn't call in.
You know the rules.
Yeah, and I already got my gift card for Dunkin' Donuts. That's
They're
the
good.
Fastest I ever got that. Thank you so much. Well,
that's because I'm on the ball.
It's on the ball.
And I just put an order in for a T-shirt.
Okay, you want a T-shirt? Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Debbie.
Listening.
Thanks for the Veterans Day
Thank
wishes,
you.
Debbie.
Yep. Thank you. Who's
Debbie.
Also on the line right
Debbie's
now?
Debbie's the one that doesn't take phone calls when we're on. I love it.
Who else is on the line right now? Anybody else on the line?
Yep, I'm going to let you hear this voice, Mike, because this is it's been a while, probably since you heard this voice. A natural-born caller, a natural-born listener, but more importantly, a natural-born friend. Caller, are you there?
I am.
How you doing?
How you doing, my brother?
Don't catch the voice, Mike?
No.
I ain't either.
You got to
you already... You don't recognize me? You called though the other day on the phone.
Oh,
right?
Now I recognize
it. I know who it is.
Okay. It confused me. Yeah.
I know who it is.
That's Nicole. Am I right? It's
How
Nicole. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Nicole Chapman.
How
yep.
you doing?
How you doing?
Hi,
Good.
Nicole. Nice to hear your voice.
I missed the trivia, but I recognize both people.
There you go. Well, we'll be paying more. And did you call in for a T-shirt? We're giving
you
a free
T-shirt. I
did.
I already got my order.
Okay, good. Okay.
Very good.
All right, Michael picked the first song, though. But I have to ask, out of the two songs, which one is more danceable?
In the Navy, of
Thank
course.
Thank you.
That's
right.
good.
The Village People.
Yep. So Nicole's calling from South Florida. Really happy about that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling.
How are you
in.
Listening to the show, Nicole?
I'm listening on my tablet.
No kidding.
Okay, good.
I streamed in, and when I called the long distance number.
Right, the 518 number.
Right, and that didn't work as far as one. That was just to go right into the show.
Right.
If I wanted to do anything, I had to call the local number.
Correct.
That's right. That 518 is listen 518,
you can listen only. You listen only. 518-712-0057. You listen only. You can't talk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you want to
That's
call
right.
in,
I remember
right. If you want to call in Nicole or anybody else, it's 407-894-1680. Okay, yep. Thanks for calling,
thanks
Nicole.
For calling
Keep
in.
On listening. We'll have more trivia. You can call in, see if you can get it.
Yeah, we'll get
I'll get a late birthday. I'll get a late birthday present. I'll call in, probably give them a chance on my birthday, and I get something later. But you guys are not mailing out the shirts until beginning of December.
Yes, yeah, right, because right. It takes a couple weeks to make them, and I'm waiting to all 50. I get all 50,
yeah, we don't,
and
yeah.
I have to get all the size together. So that's why I'm not going to order all large or extra large. I'm ordering all the
we're
size.
We're not going to do it piecemeal.
We're not doing piecemeal.
Everybody's got to call in
so
now.
So those people that are small, I can order so many that's small, right. So many medium, so many large, extra large. So everybody's going to get their own shirt. You know, I don't have to worry about, well, you're a large or extra large, right. And only send out, no, I'm sending out your size,
you
right. And these are going to be nice 50-50 poly cotton shirts. The women get V-necks, the men's get crew necks.
What color?
Black.
Black ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the printing is going to be just silver.
Like oh,
silver
this
on
is
black.
Great, you guys. I really appreciate being back with you all again. I really miss you all a lot.
Well, thank you for listening.
Glad to have you back with us.
And don't forget, when you go to the Braille Club on December the 1st, our ice cream truck will be there giving out free ice cream.
Right, right.
Make sure Larry gives you a ticket.
Yeah.
All right. We got to say goodbye.
I'll try it again next week.
Okay. Nicole, keep
bye,
on
Nicole.
Listening.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
What you got, Chris? Anything? Anybody else?
Yeah, I have. We're going to go right over to Kissimmee, Florida, and talk with our good friend, Jim.
Jim.
Oh, hi,
no
Jim.
No kidding. Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm watching the Eagles right now.
What?
Oh, yeah? They're on 8:30. Yeah.
You're missing the game?
No score. Anyway, I called to... say happy Veterans Day to all the blinded vets and all the men and women that are serving. And my brother served for 30 years. And so I want to wish all the vets happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
And what
very
else do you have
nice.
To say? Well, go Eagles!
Not much to say. And to our friend that works for the Chicago Cubs, well, I feel sorry for him, you know, so.
Because we're the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
Wait, now, hold on now. Listen now. Y'all, now, you know
Bears
I'm a Chicagoan. Fan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why the Bears won a Super Bowl in the last several years, right?
Right,
be
right.
Nice, be nice.
About 20, 30 years ago when I was about 7.
Anyway, so just want to wish all the vets a happy Veterans Day, and I'll call and bug you next week.
Okay. Well, all we right. love when you bug us.
Thanks for calling,
right.
Jim.
All right, Jim. Take it easy.
Just so you know, both teams have been 3-3, 3 and out.
Okay.
Philly had the ball. They received the ball first. They went 3 plays and kicked, punted the ball. Dallas did the same thing defensively on both sides right now. It's a struggle. It's the first quarter. Hey, 10 minutes and 58 seconds left in the game.
Chris, I got something for you. When he's got a ball game, and don't tell him if he's losing, because if he starts losing, then he loses his head in here. He can't keep track of what he's doing.
I'm a little confused because you didn't mention the game.
It's on. Okay, so right now
I won't. I'll behave.
Gary and Steve, I'm turning it back to two of you.
Well,
right
we
now.
Have 2 minutes to break.
2 minutes to break. Got 2 minutes to talk.
All right.
2 minutes, folks. You're stumped.
I was waiting.
The nervy stuff. Okay. Another.
Yes. Yeah,
well,
won.
Take
another
your time because if you want, we can go right back to the phone line. I got another caller calling in. I believe from Clearwater, Florida. Okay. The phone lines are blowing up.
Okay.
Our good friend Eugene.
Eugene
from Clearwater. Eugene,
oh,
are
Eugene.
You there?
Hey, Eugene.
Yes, I am.
Eugene.
Hi.
Hello, Eugene.
Oh, Eugene.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Steve. Of course. Hi, Chris. And the young lady that's in there helping him.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Okay.
I just wanted to call in because I'm a veteran, too.
Yeah, we are.
Right.
Thank you.
What branch?
22 years Navy.
Yay, Navy.
Oh,
Navy
now. Thank you for your
thank
service.
You for your
and
service.
Don't forget to get your T-shirt.
I already gave my order.
Okay.
Enjoying the show, Eugene?
Oh, yes. I'm enjoying the show.
Good.
I just want to remind you of one thing. Army did beat Navy this year for the first
yes,
time
they
in
did.
I don't even
yes,
know
they
how
did.
Many years.
Yeah.
Usually we get our backsides handed to us by Navy, but this year, Army got you.
UCF?
No, yeah. UCF won Navy this year.
Yeah, Jennifer went to the game.
Yes.
UCF beat Navy.
And I always root for Navy, but I had to root for UCF.
Of course you did.
So
yeah.
I had to.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a lot of good friends that are – I got a brother that's retired – or he didn't retire. He was in the Army. I got a son that was in the National Guards. My dad was a retired Air Force. And my last wife, she was in the Navy. So,
since you had all those years of service, I'll bet you'd be able to answer this question. There are 5 main military branches. 4 out of the 5 belong to the Department of Defense. 1 other one does not belong
to the Department of Transportation, the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, Homeland Security, actually. Yep.
Yep.
They're the only branch of the military that does not report into the Department of Defense.
Yep. You know, one thing we forget about on Veterans Day is the Merchant Marines.
Yes, the uniform services is actually two of them, the Merchant Marines and the National Oceanography.
Now, here's one that I know. I don't know if you both know this. The Coast Guard Academy is in what city in this country?
I know where it is. Only because I know.
I almost went to the Coast Guard when I got out.
What city, though? What city? The Coast Guard Academy.
I know, because you took me there.
Yep. The reason why I know it, because every summer of my life, I was there.
Going to break.
New London, Connecticut.
Thanks for calling, Eugene.
Don't go away. Eugene, it was great to hear from you. Keep on listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Got a lot more coming up.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE, want the number 2, KNOW.com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael.
keep this song playing, a shout out to my son Griffin, a young Marine corporal stationed out of Camp Pendleton, California, who should be online listening to the show today.
All right.
Okay.
Okie dokie, Mike.
So we're on right now. I believe he's on the line right now, all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina. We have Richard Oliver. Are you there, Richard Oliver?
I am. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Richard.
And Richard Oliver is the director of the Industries of the Blind there in Greensboro. Did I say it right, Richard?
Sure you did.
I mess up.
Titles don't mean anything. It is whatever it is.
Tell me the title.
I know the title.
What's the title, Lynn?
Oh, I had it in front of me. Wait, he's Director of Outreach and Government Relations, correct?
There you go. Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, it's official. So how are you, Richard Oliver?
I am good. It's, the seasons finally changed around here. It went immediately from summer to just about winter. So
yep.
Mid-40s here, but hey, we're busy. Still recruiting people left and right.
Oh, you need some people down there?
I'm sorry?
I said you need some people down there?
Up there.
You need to hire some people?
We're still looking for people recruiting hard from all over the country to come and help us with our manufacturing projects.
Well, we get a call in all the time now from one of your people that you hired from Pittsburgh, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, he loves it working there. He calls in and talks about how great it is down there in Greensboro.
Tell us about some of the new opportunities that have opened up down there.
We're still recruiting hard for our fire retardant combat trousers that we do for the Army. Mm-hmm. We're trying to engage on a couple more distribution contracts. So hopefully, pretty soon we'll be opening up for some new material handler, shipping and receiving folks, that kind of thing. We should be finding out that in about a month. So we're continuing on. We're keeping on going. It's great. We have our recruiters that are recruiting from all over the country.
There you go. And the radio show is going to more and more cities, so you'll be getting more people calling from different cities like Miami, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. We're on those cities now. We just went into all those cities.
Yeah, that's fantastic. No, that helps us out, reaching out to everybody out there to let know. You guys are doing a fantastic job about letting people know that there are employment opportunities for people who are blind.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Tell the people who are just tuning in for the first time, Richard, tell them a little bit about Greensboro and the Industries of the Blind.
That's Greensboro, North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
So Industries of the Blind has been in Greensboro, North Carolina since 1933. Of course, our mission is to employ people who are blind to, achieve greater independence. So we have orientation mobility instructors on site to help when a new hire comes in to be able to orient in our building, but also at their home. So if they're moving from somewhere outside of outside of Greensboro, actually, to a new place, we help with that. We do multiple things, right? We have a lot of manufacturing that goes on, but we do in kitting and repackaging of things, huge distribution services, primarily for the federal government. We have a really healthy relocation package, right? So we're paying up to $2,500 for someone who wants to move from outside of North Carolina to come and work with us. I mean, we fly people, first we'll have phone interviews, that kind of stuff. But then once we find out that we're interested, the person is interested, we fly people into Greensboro.
That's what I like, because one guy called in and said, hey, he says, they flew me up there. They talked to me. They showed me what was going to happen, whatever. They flew me back home and told me to make up my mind what I wanted to do.
Yeah, we want to make sure that if someone's going to move, from anywhere, but let's say they're going to move from Texas to, or Kevin, right, moving from Pennsylvania to Greensboro, we want to make sure that it's going to be a right fit for that person.
Right,
because it's not the easiest thing in the world to just pick up and move. So we want to make sure it's a good fit for everybody. We also have you know, medical, dental, vision insurance, college tuition reimbursement, also holiday pay, right?
Yeah.
We're actually off tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, I think one of the other great things is that not only is it employment, but you're also fulfilling a need. For example, I did not know that a lot of the uniform items and even the pen that I carried that had Skillcraft on in my 22 years that I served in the military, never knew that a lot of those items were manufactured, put together, assembled, whatever else, by people who were blind. So you're actually fulfilling a need out there as well as having a great employment opportunity.
You're exactly right, because that's, you know, not everybody has the opportunity to be able to serve in the military. So in a way, this is our way of being able to serve and to give back by making the uniforms that soldiers in the Army are wearing. And we're going to be making a pair of trousers for the Marines come March or April of next year. So, yeah, I mean, it's sort of our way to serve without serving.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And Steve, you talked about my favorite pin in the whole wide world, that U.S. government pin. That we've actually been producing that pin for 50 years.
Wow, I know. I remember
68 to this year.
I bet you I stirred a lot of coffee with them.
and they still kept working.
Yeah, they still kept working.
And actually gave some decent flavor to that old Army and military coffee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we make a lot of product. It's an honor to be able to make products that go into the military to help people out. And there's agencies across the country that do the same thing.
Well, y'all have a great facility there. Like I said, I used to work for NIB many years ago now, and I was able to visit your facility there. So you have a great place to work.
And I hear your transportation's easy to get around, too.
Yeah, but also, you know what? When they hire you, they give you a lot of money. They give them a certain amount of money when they hire you. Is that right? When they come from other parts of the
country. Down payment on your apartment or something, don't they?
Yeah. So we you know, that whole $2,500 is used to, you know, to help move, first month's rent, utilities, set up the utilities. Yeah. We actually are working with some apartment complexes here in town that, you know, will so much percent off so many months worth of rent, you know, just to help people get settled. We have a nice paratransit system here in town. Of course, everybody has Uber and Lyft. So we do our best. We have a social committee. So we try to do things internally. And then at least once a quarter, we try to have an event or something that we're going to go to just to get out of the building and spend some time together.
All right. So what you're saying is, if you're tired of sitting around eating bonbons and watching Jerry Springer, want to get back out there and get to work, who should they call?
You should call 336-274-1591. That is our main telephone line, and reach out to our HR department, Laverne Goodridge, Susan Williams. Tell them that you can ask for me if you want to ask for Richard Oliver. And, you know, start talking about employment opportunities with us.
We have Kevin on the line calling in from Greensboro, North Carolina, wants to say hello to Richard.
Oh, that's
Kevin,
cute.
You there?
Yep, I'm here.
So we have Richard Oliver on the line.
Hello, Michael, Lynn, Steve, Gary, Richard.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
That's Oliver.
So what do you have to say there, Kevin, as far as Greensboro, North Carolina? How do you like Greensboro?
Oh, everyone ought to apply.
There you go. Everyone ought to apply.
Come on down. It's nice.
You like it? He said, come on down. It's nice.
Does it feel like a big family?
What's that?
Does it feel like a big family?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Make a family.
Everyone's nice. So the new mobility instructor is so friendly and all that good stuff too.
Well, that's great. That's a good testimonial, Kevin.
All right.
Thanks for calling. We're going to finish talking to Richard. Thanks, Kevin.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Appreciate it.
We'll catch you later.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Let's go back to Richard. Richard.
Thank you for calling, Richard.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. You can't get any better than having somebody call in and tell you that they moved from somewhere out of North Carolina to here.
That's right.
And they like working for us.
He gets a bonus check on that now.
And you all have a better football team down there in the Carolinas anyways.
Yeah.
We're trying.
So,
well, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have to have you back, Richard.
We love having you on.
And we'll talk more about Industries of the Blind. Looking for you can come down in Greensboro, North Carolina. The weather there is much better. If you're up north, you don't freeze as much. And it's
that's
good
very
weather.
True. It's nice and sunny. Well, it was now it's dark, but it was nice and sunny earlier. Just a little chilly.
So everybody
come on down.
If you're looking to get good pay, vacation, some money up front, that's the place to go. Industries of the Blind in Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
And listen, folks,
bye.
Anything you need to know, go to our website. It's all there as well. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay right there. Be right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had 3 guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Here you go, Gary.
That was the Seabees.
That's my song.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. What did you want to say, Lynn?
Well, if you allow me, I'd like to tell what the agenda is for next Sunday, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody. So, next week, our guest host will be Dan Spoon from the Orlando area, and Dan is the first vice president of the American Council for the Blind. We have guest callers, Kelly Egan. We love Kelly. Kelly Egan will be calling in from Sprint Accessibility. And I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, Michael. You spoke to Bill Kapag. Is it Kapag?
Oh, he's on next week.
He is a recently retired radio broadcast engineer who happens to be blind. And Carolyn.
Wait, one second.
Yes.
This fellow's name, Bill.
He's so friendly.
He is, listen to this one, a blind from birth, mm-hmm. and he's been on a radio station.
I think Salem, as right?
He's been on a few, but yeah. Salem he's been on for like the last 10 or 15
Miami.
Years in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been an engineer. That's, in case you wonder what an engineer is, as Chris Shaw is whatever doing
right.
back there with all the dials and everything
you'll
else.
You'll get a kick out of this interview.
This guy's blind. He's been blind from birth. Yep, that's amazing.
That's what he does.
And that's take your job, his job all his life.
He just retired. And then finally, we have, in addition to trivia and all that, we have Carolyn Lapp calling in. And Carolyn is the president of the Florida Outreach Center for the Blind in
West Palm Springs,
Florida.
Yep.
So a lot of things going on next Sunday. Another great show. Yep.
Well, folks, we're going off the air. We'll see you next week. I want to thank Steve Burris for coming in. I want to thank... What's your name?
Gary.
Sinclair.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Mr. Gary Sinclair.
Got it.
My beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Chris Shaw, thanks for coming on board. And the fabulous Charlotte Massey.
Thank you all for helping, Charlotte.
And being a very good show for tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you all for listening.
Be safe if you're traveling, please.
That's right.
And thank you, all of you veterans and those currently still serving in uniform, for everything that we have.
Yep,
that's right.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
God bless you all.
Stay well.
See you next week.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.